Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For more now on Deflategate and the Patriots penalty, we turn to Mike Reese of ESPN.Boston.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
So we just heard a lot of outrage from New England Patriots fans in the Boston area. I think probably fairly predictable outrage from fans here. But I'm wondering what your peers around the country are saying about this. Those folks that you've had a chance to talk to in the last half a day, are they surprised by this, or is this not a surprising penalty from your point of view and from their point of view?
Well, Bob, I think it depends on who you're talking to. I think some people specifically who work in the NFL, people in front offices who make decisions on players and ownership, I think there was some surprise at the level of punishment. This is a very significant punishment for the crime, if you will. We'll put the crime in quotes because the Patriots would argue that they didn't do anything, and it's still not proven. I think if you spin that forward and assess the what media around the country, sports media and fans around the country, I think they'd say that this penalty fits the crime, if you will, based on the past history that this team has had.
So in your view, then, is the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell trying to send a message with this?
I think there's no question that Roger Goodell is sending a message, and the message has a couple different layers. The first is that as close of a relationship as I've had with Patriots owner Robert Kraft in helping to grow the NFL business, I will hold him as accountable, if not more accountable, than any of his peers. I think the second part of the message, Bob, is that the playing rules of the game and the integrity of the game are of the utmost importance, and he wants that message spread not just to the Patriots but to the other 31 teams.
Which I think leads to the question, Mike Reese, no matter how this plays out at the end, is Tom Brady's reputation smudged by this?
I believe it is, Bob, and to me that's probably the most unfortunate part of this. I think that Tom Brady might win his appeal on suspension, and whether he gets docked two games, no games, I think you could make a strong case that the damage is already done. The NFL, the business that he's helped grow himself as one of the game's ambassadors over the last 15 years, has essentially called him a liar and put his legacy and reputation up for debate.
So you know Tom Brady as well as anyone who covers the game in the capacity of a reporter. How do you think he's personally reacting to this? I mean, we've heard the outrage expressed by his agent, but how do you think Tom Brady personally is reacting to this? Do you think he thinks it's unfair, or do you think maybe he feels a little sad about all this?
I think everything you said, Bob, and more. My sense of Tom Brady, from what I've come to know of him, and I'd also caution, we don't really know these athletes that well. We get limited time with them, but you piece together 15 years of covering the player as a sports reporter, and you can probably come to some fairly decisive conclusions. And I think he's deeply affected by this. I think his name matters to him. I think integrity matters to him. Character matters to him. And to have the league that he plays in and to have the sport that he loves so much and is a big part of who he is, put his name, character, and integrity in question when he steadfastly, believes that he did nothing wrong, I think this hurts him greatly.
Mike Reese of ESPN.Boston.com, thanks very much for speaking with us about this story that is going to have legs for weeks yet.
Thank you, Bob.